highlights of my career, I have been beating some of the best fighters pound for pound in the world. Roberto Duran, Tommy Hearns, Marvin Hagler. So I've had a wonderful career.
But oh, and he's got him
from the American. Massive hook with the right. Massive shot from Timothy Bradley, and the whole place stood up.
You know, I love the fans. I love the fight world. I just love boxing. I'm a world champion. I accomplished one goal. Now my next goal is to become a legend in the game and become one of the best fighters ever.
Good couple of hits from Amir Khan. I think they've got a bit of a combo going here. Good combination from Khan. Wonderful exchange. It's a real entertaining matchup now. Both fighters throwing the punches.
Floyd Mayweather is probably thinking, should I fight this kid or not? He must be scared of something. That's why he doesn't really want the fight. He's not really keen on the fight between me and him. So let's see what happens.
He's becoming a big, big star, Anthony Joshua. I'm so excited about his future. I'm so excited about the future of British boxing. I'm so excited to be talking to you, to be honest with you.
I'm only there to do a job. If I thought I was going to go in there and knock everyone out, I wouldn't be training so hard. You know what I mean? I'm training to actually go the distance, so maybe that's putting me in good stead. If that's the way I'm supposed to go for my whole career, I would not change it for anything.
This is KO Radio on Live Sports FM, the home of live sport.
Let's get ready to rumble!
You're listening to KO Radio on Live Sports FM. I'm Jonathan Pinfield, and we're here at Sheffield City Hall for the final media conference for the big fight on Saturday night between Kell Brook and Sergey Ravchenko. And coming up in today's programme, we're going to be hearing from trainer Dom Ingle, promoter Eddie Hearn, and the man himself, Kell Brook.
Eddie, you paid tribute to Scott Westgarth at the start of today's news conference, and it just brings into stark contrast just how brutal this sport is, and we should never forget that.
No, I mean, you know, it's devastating, really. Obviously, you know, no one expects that to happen, you never do, but I think everybody in the sport knows, particularly the fighters, the risks that are associated with the sport, and we should never forget that as, you know, even promoters, as journalists, as fans of the sport, what these guys go through, not just in training camp, but on fight night as well, and the pressures that come with being a fighter. And, you know, it's tragic, really, and of course our sympathies and condolences goes out to the Westgarth family.
And one of the questions that's been asked about Kell at this stage in his career is, does he need it? And the main thing is for him that he's still got that motivation, because that is the most crucial aspect for any boxer.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, people don't just box for money. People box because they love to fight and they love to box and they love the sport. And boxing does so much for those individuals. We mustn't forget that boxing saved many lives in the past. You know, fighters all have stories and they'll tell you about what boxing has done for them. And I think Kell Brook as well, you know, boxing, he needs boxing in his life. He needs that structure, he needs that discipline, he needs that buzz. And, you know, like I said, the fighters know the risks, but it shows you their love for the sport and their passion for the sport. They're prepared to take that risk to achieve their dreams.
Ravchenko is going to be a tough fight for Kell. What are you looking for from Kell on Saturday night?
I think it's a very tough fight. You know, coming back from these two defeats, you've got a guy who can punch, who likes to come forward, but I think that's going to bring the best out of Kell Brook. I think that he'll be nervous. I'm a little bit nervous. You know, it feels like sort of when we were starting out in the arena more than anything, and I think that will give him the edge in this fight. I think that will give him the sharpness. He hasn't got to take that last half a stone off. He hasn't got to reweigh with the IBF on Saturday morning, and I think both those things will make him fueled up and strong and ready for action.
If he comes through Ravchenko on Saturday night, what are the conversations with Kell going to be about next?
I think he wants to get out again as soon as possible. You know, I think all being well and, you know, good performance and health being good, just a very short break and back out in the summer. That's what he wants to do. And I think if we can keep him in the gym and keep him motivated, he still has a lot to offer in the sport of boxing.
Amir Khan up on the 21st of April as well against Phil LeGreco. If he comes through that unscathed, have you spoken to Kell and Amir about the possibility of that fight happening between them?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, it wasn't the reason we signed Amir, but we knew that if we signed him, it's a better chance of that fight happening. Of course, Kell wants that fight. Just because they're both under the same banner now doesn't mean it'll happen, but I think it's a good chance. You know, I think it's a fight people want to see, but both have tough fights of their own to come through first. If they can come through on March the 3rd and April 21st respectively, we'll sit down and see if that fight can be made for the winter.
Big fight for Kell on Saturday night. He's got great success at the arena. It's going to be a great atmosphere and a big undercard too.
Yeah, it's a huge night of boxing, of course. You know, Atif Shafiq against Lee Appleyard, got Rocky Fielding on the card, got Kid Galahad against Irvin Berry in a tough fight. You've got Dave Allen trying to win the Commonwealth heavyweight title, rematching Lemroy Thomas. Brilliant domestic fight between Gamal Yafai and Gavin McDonald, and of course the big one. So it's a massive night of boxing and a very important night for the future of Kell Brook.
And finally, Eddie, some people out there will have question marks over how much Kell's got left. Do you think that those questions will be answered on Saturday night?
You will 100% see that on Saturday night, because Rabchenko is not a guy that you can scrape by. You know, you either have to be sharp, you have to be hitting hard, you have to have the desire, or you will get beat by Sergey Rabchenko. So all the questions will be answered on Saturday.
Tom, what have you been looking for from Kell in the build-up to this one, and what's he shown you?
Just, you know, see if the old Kell Brook's still there, you know, behind the repaired eye sockets. And, you know, we've been in boxing a long time. We've seen kids when they've been to the top and how losses can affect fighters. And, you know, I'm not going to name fighters, but there's been one or two in the past who've been at a quite high level. And then when they've, you know, on the comeback trail, they start cutting corners, they've hurt the hand, or, you know, they've got to take the kids to school. There's a number of excuses why they can't do the hard training, or they've got to miss a training session. But, you know, the one thing about Kell Brook, he turns up for every session. He trains twice a day, every day. And, you know, I've had fighters who train one day, miss a day, train two sessions, miss 2 days. They're very regular, but he's shown no different, you know, been no different for this training camp than he has for any other camp. He's applied himself 100%. You know, he's done everything requested of him. He never turns around and says and questions anything. You know, maybe I shouldn't be doing this, maybe I shouldn't be doing that, or I'm a bit tired today, or, you know, he's done what's required of him. And that's when you know, he's still got, you know, the glint in his eye, still wants to finish on top in this game. And you can look at him today, he's in fine shape, you know, he's looking well, he's happy, he's smiling, his weight's in a good place, and, you know, we just can't wait for Saturday night.
You've seen Rabchenko at close quarters before, and everyone says just how tough he is.
He's a tough guy, and the thing with this guy is he's a tough guy, he's got a good reputation, but the point is he's not a high profile fighter. So it's, you know, you beat this guy, you don't get a lot of praise for doing it. And it very much reminds me of, you know, when Ricky Hatton had his last fight, and he boxed the Russian Kyle Kell, knocked out. And, you know, Ricky said the same thing, I needed somebody to challenge me, but he picked a bit of a, you know, too tough a challenge. And, you know, he came off second best in that fight. But, you know, Kell knows, you know, he knows all about Rabchenko, he sparred him, but, you know, when Rabchenko came to spar, he was only maybe 60-70%. He knows there's going to be an extra 20% on top of that. You know, he's not going to come unprepared for this. He's a solid kid. He's been out in, I think he's from Belarus. It's a tough, tough place. And he's got his big chance. You know, I think he's only about a year in difference age-wise. And, you know, he's only ever been beat at the top level, Rabchenko. So it's not going to be an easy fight for Kell, this.
Is there an element that Kell wants to know, and as head trainer you want to know at the end of this fight just where he's at this point in his career and what could be next?
This is the type of fight that you need to have, because, you know, we could have somebody who's far, you know, easier than Rabchenko, and you could get a very distorted view of where Kell Brook's going and end up in a big fight and it all come on top. So this is a, you know, more than a stiff test in my opinion, but it's the kind of thing that Kell Brook needs to do. You know, he's only 31, all right, he's 32 in May. And, you know, he's maybe got another 2 years of his career left, and he's got to do everything right. He can't cut corners. And, you know, we picked this opponent, we had three or four names off Eddie, and I said, no, Rabchenko, he sparred him. I goes, but, you know, Kell knows it was a sparring session. It's not going to be an easy fight, but it's got to be something that's going to put, you know, it's going to stop Kell from sleeping at night. It might not appeal to everybody, but it'll tell me what I need to know about Kell, and it'll tell Kell what he needs to know about Kell Brook, and, you know, how far he needs to go on.
Finally, Dom, if Kell comes through Saturday night and you're both happy with his night's work, how would you like to see the rest of the year map out for him?
Well, you know, I'll leave that to Eddie. I think Eddie's talking about a fight in June, I think, maybe in America. He's got this deal with HBO now, so he's on about then. And, you know, ideally, I'd like Kell to fight in June and then maybe late September. You know, let's see what happens. There's a few fights we're waiting to see the results of. Obviously, one of them being Amir Khan against Phil LaGreco. So, you know, we still need Kel to be meaningful fights, and we need to this next 12, you know, this year we're in March, 1st of March today. The next 9 months, we need to keep Kel Brook moving. You know, two to three fights this year from this point on, this being the first one. So, you know, hopefully March, hopefully June, and maybe, you know, late September, late autumn, it'd be ideal. And then going to 2019, you know, if we can't get the Khan fight in 2018, hopefully maybe for 2019. But I want to keep it nice and regular this year, we can.
Fingers crossed, onwards and upwards.
Onwards and upwards, onwards and upwards.
Kel, you could have taken a tune-up for this one. Why have you decided to jump straight in at the deep end?
This is a deep end pool, and I've jumped in with both feet. I need these kind of fights to keep me on my toes, to keep me in the gym, keep me active, you know, because the foot can't come off the gas. You know, I've got to bring my end game for Robchenko, because he only loses at a very, very, very top level, you know, against the very, very top men at light middleweight. So it's a step up, but I'm ready for the challenge.
And you've had some tough sparring for this one.
Yeah, I've had some tough sparring, and Liam Williams, Jason Quigler, some bigger guys, big guys, and sparring them, and Aldo Mion, and, you know, just doing what I do, you know, putting myself through in training, in runs, in everything I do in the gym, because, you know, I've not lost it. The mojo's back.
Yeah, obviously as well, we say Rabchenko's going to be a tough one, but some of your best nights have been at the arena.
The best nights have been at the arena, and this one's going to be... Oh, this is going to be the one. This is going to... People are going to see me healthy in there, plenty of energy in there, and thinking sharp on his feet.
After Saturday night's performance, you think you'll be able to reflect on it and assess where you are at this stage of your career and what you want to do next?
Yeah, I think we'll find out. Question will be answered Saturday night. We're gonna see what I've got left, and I know I've got lots left.
And if all goes to plan, how do you want the rest of the year to map out?
I want to get back in the ring again and fight regular, and just be in the gym, be around good people, be healthy, drink, you know, eating well, training well, and fighting.
Finally, Kel, how much are you looking to thrive off the atmosphere on Saturday night?
I can't wait that's the main thing for the fans. I can't wait to hear them and to walk out. I can't wait for that.
Well, that's just about it here at Sheffield City Hall. Thanks to promoter Eddie Hearn, head trainer Dominic Ingall, and the main man himself, Kel Brook. And of course, the big fight, Saturday the 3rd of March, Kel Brook versus Sergei Rabchenko. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you soon here on Live Sports FM.
The highlights of my career. I have been beating some of the best fighters pound for pound in the world. Roberto Duran and Tommy Hearns, Marvin Hagler. So I've had a wonderful career.
Oh, and he's got him! From the American. Massive hook with the right. Massive shot from Timothy Bradley, and the whole place stood up.
You know, I love the fans. I love the fight world. I just love boxing. I'm a world champion. I accomplished one goal. Now my next goal is to become a legend in the game and become one of the best fighters ever.
Good couple of hits from Amir Khan. I think they've got a bit of a combo going here. Good combination from Khan. Wonderful exchange. It's a real entertaining matchup now. Both fighters throwing the punches.
Floyd Mayweather is probably thinking, should I fight this kid or not? He must be scared of something. That's why he doesn't really want the fight. He's not really keen on the fight between me and him. So let's see what happens.
He's becoming a big, big star, Anthony Joshua. I'm so excited about his future. I'm so excited about the future of British boxing. I'm so excited to be talking to you, to be honest with you.
I'm only there to do a job. If I thought I was going to go in there and knock everyone out, I wouldn't be training so hard. You know what I mean? I'm training to actually go the distance, so maybe that's putting me in good stead. If that's the way I'm supposed to go throughout my whole career, I would not change it for anything.
This is KO Radio on Live Sports FM, the home of live sport.
Let's